The Veda says the teshuva has such powers that if a person commits a sin deliberately means knowing that is a sin, and despite that, he deliberately commits that act. He knows, for example, that chazir is forbidden, and despite that, he eats this forbidden meat, or Shabbat, or any type of sin, deliberately. Teshuvah is so great that it could accomplish one of two things. If the teshuvah, his repentance, is due to fear of Hashem, fear of punishment, but emunah, faith, that there is a heavenly court, there is an accounting to give in the future world, and out of fear he repents for his sins, then that sin that is done deliberately is changed on his record to a sin that is done bishogig, accidentally, which means the penalty, of course, is very slight, if any. If, however, the teshuvah is done not because of fear, fear, of course, he has emunah, but because of a deep ahava, a deep love for Hashem, a one who loves truly could not do anything to go against the will of that one he has such ahava for. His deep ahava, love and respect for Hashem, the King, King of Kings, is so great that he feels so remorseful, such deep regret, he returns back to Hashem out of this ahava, then that sin is not just changed, not just erased, but the sin itself is transformed completely into an act of a mitzvah. If he had done, for example, 1,000 major sins, and then he repents out of this ahava, but those 1,000 sins remain on his record, but not as sins, as mitzvot. The Gemara says that a person who commits a sin and confesses it on Kippur, doesn't do teshuvah for it, it's as though a person does tevilah, goes to the mikveh and holds a rodent in his hand, remains kameh. And if he does confess, does do teshuvah, it's as though he went to mikveh, dropped the rodent, he becomes pure instantly. So the true teshuvah is repentance, and leaving the sin permanently, and that way the sin is forgiven completely, that way his record is clean. That's bizochet, to do teshuvah completely for everything, and teshuvah will bring us the Shiach, rebuilding the Bet Mikdash, v'hira b'yameinu, amen, v'amen.